This week's episode is sponsored by Amico & Co, the full-service refit shipyard at the heart of the Med, with large yacht facilities, in-house departments, and berthing in its waterfront marina. To find out more, visit www.amicoshipyard.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of Boat Briefing. I'm Caroline White, Deputy Editor of Boat International, and here with me this week to navigate through all the news from the world of superyachting is our Travel and Charter Editor, Georgia Boscawen. So Georgia, while your dear colleagues have been experiencing some miserable London weather, you've been sunning yourself in high season Antigua. Couldn't be a better time of year to go there. So tell us why you were really there.
It was amazing. It was beautiful, obviously, because it is lovely high season Antigua. But I was there for the charter show, so the amazing Antigua charter yacht show. And it was the best one yet. I wouldn't say by far, because the other ones have been amazing too. But the yachts were incredible. The people were there in force. And it's just such an amazing place to have a show. Like, I know I wasn't always sunning myself, I must say. I did do a few yacht tours and meetings, believe it or not. But it is such a beautiful place to have a show. So, yeah, I loved it. I've actually done that show for three years now. Yeah. And this is probably... I mean, it definitely was the most exciting. It was filled with faces that I haven't seen in years in yachting. So I feel like people have really started to get involved more so than they've done before. So I loved it.
And tell us something about the yachts that you saw there this year.
Oh, they were so good. We get like a little bit of intel before, because we're actually the media partners. So we get a little bit of intel, and the actual lineup was so good. So we had Black Pearl, we had Alfa Nero, we had Kensho, we had Sherikan, and then we had, it was just a real mix. And there was things like Mezzami that was there with Cecil Wright, which had a dog on board that lives on board. And that was obviously a real highlight. and yeah, it was really cool. But the main things for me were, I'm not going to say just the big dogs, but it kind of was about the big dogs for me. So it was the first time that I've actually stepped foot on Black Pearl. It was just the most extraordinary experience. Because that yacht, even though we know a lot about her and we've covered her quite a lot in the past, it's the first real time that she's been offered for charter. So they were getting brokers on and showing us all around, and even though I've seen so many photos and heard so much about her, actually being on board was extraordinary.
What surprised you about the yacht interior?
To be honest, I didn't think that I would love it initially, and I think they are doing new, like they're doing completely new photos, and they're doing kind of re-releasing the whole thing, because I just can't really describe what it's like to step on board that boat. It's really ornate, and it's like walking into Versailles, but it's not dark, even though it's full of antiques. It's not overwhelmingly dark. It's really bright, and it's gold, but it's not kind of in your face gold. It's a really perfectly polished palace it's just beautiful. I can't even bring the words to say how beautiful it was. And we had lunch on board. The food was amazing. The chef was really creative. And it's got these incredible kind of panels either side of the dining table. And it's extraordinary. So there's absolutely nothing separating you from the water, really. And they slide back and you've got the breeze coming in. It's amazing. Yeah. So that's now offered for charter with Superyacht Connections.
And how about Alfa Nero? That's an amazingly famous boat with a beautiful pool. Tell us about that.
So it was a really incredible thing to see her, actually, because she's been at the show for the last couple of years, but not actually in the show. So we weren't able to get on board before this, but it was an amazing thing to see, because she's just had a huge amount of work done. She's had a refit period, and she's now back in her former glory. And even though the period of refit was actually quite short, the finish is extraordinary. So they've done an absolutely beautiful job. And what they did is to, even though they've updated it and made it kind of sparkly and it feels a bit like new again, they've kept the kind of Pinto edge, because it was actually the last yacht that Pinto designed. So they've actually kept all that, the beautiful finish in there. So it's really special. And I think the general consensus at the show of those that went on board was that it was just overwhelmingly beautiful. So it's really exciting to have it back on the market with Northrop & Johnson.
What's the style like of Alfa Nero inside? What kind of, is it kind of old fashioned? Is it modern? Is it?
It is. I wouldn't say it feels old fashioned. It definitely has a Pinto vibe. So it's got like those kind of square, those like iconic square, it's like a sort of pop arty cushion, and there's like amazing wood paneling. And in the main saloon, it's got that kind of slightly ornate feel to it. And then as you move up, it's actually really bright. So it's loads of white. There's loads of like beautiful little areas. There's like a small intimate table towards the aft deck, and just loads of little corners that have been done really beautifully. So it doesn't feel dated. That's what I thought. I think it feels really special. And I think what they've done that's really clever is to actually keep its status as a really important and special boat. Because I think we all thought that. I mean, it's always been a very important boat. Not just because of the pool, but when Ocean Code delivered her, she was such a front runner, and I think she's kept that, which is really, it's really exciting. So she's now being offered for charter with Northrop & Johnson. So it's very exciting.
Great. And Kensho, that's a real beauty.
Oh my gosh, that was, again, first time I've seen it. It's like I've been hiding under a rock. I haven't seen any of these boats in the flesh yet. So when Kensho was on the list, that was really exciting. She made a bit of a late arrival to the show. I probably deliberately, for a bit of drama, in classic Kensho style. And again, it's just such a lovely boat. It's really, even though it's a lot of kind of cream and white, and the art's amazing, and they have these like beautiful kind of, there's loads of, not antiques, it's like ornaments everywhere, but they're placed really beautifully in the boat. And also the outside spaces are just amazing. So we were having a lovely drink on the sun deck, and it was just so beautiful, and a lovely crew on there as well. So it was very, very special. But I was lucky to have a look, because they actually made a quick exit as well. So they came late and then left early. So that is just superstar behavior, and it was lovely. Yeah.
And who's Kensho for charter with?
That is for charter with Wyco, and they do have a few weeks remaining, from the top of my head, but it does, and she does go quickly, apparently, so I've been told, and so that is a really good one to get onto. The other favorite that's actually also with Wyco was Sherikan. And it was just during the show, it was the life and soul of the party. There was just, the poor crew must have been working, I mean, they were working so hard, because every evening there just seemed to be something cool happening on Sherikan. And it's got that huge atrium, which is an amazing entertainment space. So they've got this long, long table, and it's, you know, covered, it's got a bar above the table, and you can kind of see the whole of that area, so it's really special. And they have a very loud sound system, which I wouldn't know too much, I couldn't tell you too much about that, but slash I can, but I won't. But it was really cool. And the crew, again, are absolutely phenomenal on that boat. So it was really, really special.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So a great party boat.
Great all-rounder. Great all-rounder. Good lunches, good parties. And they really know how to do it. So one of the evenings was disco theme. And obviously, we didn't get told about this before. So we're like, what are we going to wear for the disco theme party? But they actually have a huge fancy dress rack that they
amazing.
As you step on board, they kind of show you this big cabinet of wigs and like funky glittery jackets. So I was wearing one of those and it was fab. Loved it.
It sounds like an absolutely spectacular party. Any other yachts worthy to note from the show?
Adventure was there, which has been a long-term fave of mine. So it's really lovely to see her again. And it's a beautiful 50-meter Fedship. And the interiors are done by Tino Zerbedacci, who is the most extraordinary designer and has only done a few yachts, actually. Most of his work has been with really cool things like galleries, like very famous galleries, opera houses. And he lends his hand occasionally to super yachts. And it's an absolute blessing to step on board because the colours that he uses are so beautiful. They're really bright and bold, yet it kind of blends in really nicely with the whole Fedship vibe. So I just love that boat. And it's got a great crew as well. So it's a real, I was so pleased to see it again. So that was really lucky.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was amazing. All around, it was so good.
Great stuff. Well, it sounds like it was a tough week for you, Georgia, in
so
Antigua.
Difficult. Lots of late nights and early mornings, which is hard. It is it's tough.
Yeah, my heart sings for you. So shall we move on to a bit of news?
Yeah, let's do it.
To kick us off, Lursen has released further details on its elusive 142-meter superyacht Dragonfly, following her delivery on the 3rd of December. The build was previously known as Ali Baba, with details kept tightly under wraps during construction. Comparisons have been drawn with the 85-metre Lursen Pacific, if you're familiar with that boat, which also features an exterior by Herman Fraes. Interiors are by the Italian studio Nauta Design. There are some really cool features on board, including a glass-bottom pool, a cinema, a spa and a water sports centre. She also has a dedicated deck for business with a large office, a gym and a games room, and also a helicopter hangar to drop your friends and colleagues on and off the boat. Perhaps the most intriguing feature, though, is this double folding system at the stern, which allows the deck above to fold into the stern platform, and that creates this massive, versatile beach club with direct access to the water. So I'm looking forward to seeing that in action. Yeah.
That's amazing. It's really cool looking as well. It's like really kind of angular and cool. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely brilliant boat. So we're going to be trying very, very hard to get you some more information on that boat, and hopefully at some point a feature if the owner is feeling generous. Georgia, do you want to take the next news story for us?
Yeah, I've got some Heesen goss. So Dutch shipyard Heesen has announced the keel laying of Project Grace, which is the first unit in a new 50-metre series, which was first presented as a concept at the 2023 Monaco Yacht Show. The yacht is currently for sale, with delivery scheduled for the first quarter of 2027. The interior and exterior designs by Harrison Eidsgaard, and the steel hull will be welded off-site at the Talsma shipyard in the Netherlands to avoid cross-contamination with Heesen's aluminium production. Once complete, the hull will be transported to Heesen's facility in Oss. So we know a few key features, which includes a sun deck, which is billed as one of the longest in its class and able to host up to 20 guests, and a coffee table that will double as an atrium skylight. There'll be a big infinity pool aft, as well as a clean, uncluttered foredeck with tender storage hidden below deck. Accommodation on board will be for 12 guests and 9 crew, And in terms of propulsion, Project Grace will be capable of 15.5 knots top speed, the range of 3,800 nautical miles at 12 knots. Very cool. Very cool and exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that atrium skylight coffee table.
Yeah, me too. It sounds really weird, but it's always, yeah. I always think it's exciting when Heaton bring out something new in these series, because they just do so incredibly well. So they always have, I feel, these quirky features that just do so well. So it's exciting.
Yeah, exciting. So finally, we have a bit of a mysterious one, but the German yard Abeking and Rasmussen has laid the keel of a superyacht provisionally known as Hull 6516. The press release, Georgia, I don't know if you saw this press release, but it was maybe the shortest press release I've ever seen. It literally said, "We're very pleased to inform you about the progress of our latest new build yacht. Unfortunately, we're not able to give you any further details." And then there was a picture of the keel under scaffold, and that was it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so fortunately, our news team has been on the case, and we can tell you a little bit more. We know that she's just shy of 80 metres, and that the keel laying ceremony was held at G&K Steelcon's facilities in Poland, and that a well-known UK-based studio is behind the design, which will have a modern but cosy interior. I know that's not a huge amount, but we'll bring you more on that when we have another exciting press release from those guys.
It does make you think, though. So all I'm thinking now is, what UK-based studio? Because it's like hinting. So it could be like UK-based studio based in. It's exciting. I quite like that approach. Just a little sneak peek. Like, we know it's coming, but you don't know what it is. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it got into our news lineup despite there being almost no information, because I'm so intrigued by the thing.
Maybe that's so we'll see. That's the new technique. We're going to get press releases from Larsen being like, psst, we may be delivering something soon.
Exactly. Okay, let's move on to charter pick of the week. So usually we do brokerage pick of the week, but we thought in honour of the Antigua Charter Show, we might do a charter pick each instead. So Georgia, would you like to kick us off?
Yeah, absolutely. So we decided before this that it would be best to go for new yachts for charter. And with that, I think my mind was just drawn to something a bit radical and different. So it was a toss up for me between the 43.5 metre This Is It, which is the new Italian Sea Group catamaran available with IYC, and Rossi Navi's 42.8 metre hybrid catamaran Seawolf X, which is available with Cecil Wright and Partners. Both amazing projects. I actually adore them both, but they're both a bit funky and different and cool. So those are my two, but we have to have one. So I've actually gone for This Is It. Maybe it's just a bit bonkers, isn't it? Like, it's just a bit mad. So I do quite like that, especially when it comes to catamarans. I think it's quite cool to do something a bit different. But it's got 600 square meters of glass paneling on it. And the design said to be inspired by fantastical sea creatures. Sorry, that's a tongue twister. She's not exactly classic, but I think it's great when the GA is something completely different. So in this case, it's really asymmetrical and angular, which I think as a charter guest, when you step on board something like that, it just keeps you guessing, especially if you're an experienced charter guest. It's quite nice to have something a bit cool and funky and different. So that's what I would choose. And accommodation on board is for 12 guests across 6 cabins, each with some futuristic flair. That is not my words. That is the press release words. I wouldn't say that, but it does. Shades of champagne and platinum grey can be found around the yacht, as well as cool features like the backlit bar with a statement ribbon-like light fixture and textured main scene. I actually think I might have written this in a previous article, so I take that back. It's all me. It's all my words. And a textured main saloon filled with suede, lacquer, and metallic finishings.
She's a real. She's a really interesting boat. So This Is It was the cover boat of Boat International in our September 2024 issue, if you wanted to go back and have a flick through the images there, or have a look at our website. We've got the feature online as well. she looks, I mean, from certain angles, she just looks like an apartment. She doesn't look like a boat. It's extraordinary. The windows, the kind of asymmetrical layouts, just a crazy looking boat. Really interesting.
I think she was at Monaco as well, isn't she?
She was. Yeah. 2023 Monaco.
I just loved seeing everyone, like everyone's shock as they were like, oh my God, this is insane. And loads of water toys, I've been told, like loads and loads of stuff to do on that boat. And yeah, she's available with IYC with a weekly rate of 350,000 euros per week. That is a bargain. Amazing. In my eyes. Get it well, booked.
Absolutely. And then also, so Seawolf X, which you nearly went for but didn't, that is going to feature in the February issue of Boat International. So do check that out as soon as that magazine comes out in mid-January.
Yeah, that's really cool as well. And that's really amazing because it's got just incredible eco credentials and dynamic positioning. And so it was amazing. Really cool. I think I was actually drawn to the lighting of This Is It. Like, so it's got this like funky blue lighting. So that's where my mind was at when I chose this.
Great. Okay. Well, I am going to go for something a little bit more conventional, and that is the 52-meter Baglietto Akula. So there are two recent yachts called Akula. One is by Rossi Navi and one is by Baglietto. This is the Baglietto, the 52-meter Baglietto. So she's this really strong-looking boat with a dark gunmetal grey exterior by Francesco Pascalski. And inside, there's styling by Enrico Gobbi's team for design with this cool, muted palette of whites, creams, and subtle touches of blue and yellow. Out on deck, there's a large main deck pool, alfresco dining, and a spa pool on the sun deck, which stretches a staggering 24 metres. Inside, guests can keep fit in the gym or attend to business in the dedicated office. So there are six cabins, among which, of course, the master cabin is the real gem with its own lounge and an opulent bathroom. There's a top-notch collection of toys with jet skis, seabobs, inflatables, and even golf clubs with fish food, golf balls. I love that if you ever go on board a boat.
They're so good.
So much fun. So Akula is available for charter with IYC with a weekly rate from $295,000 a week. She's available in the Bahamas until the 30th of April when she'll return to the Western Med. So yeah,
very good.
That's my pick.
There are a lot of those fish food golf balls and golf clubs at the Antigua show. And
I bet.
But there was a lot of like, these are just for display, don't touch them kind of vibe. I was like, well, can I? And no, we're too close.
Yeah.
But they're such fun. Maybe I'm just I've got terrible golf skills. Don't know. We've seen you before.
Yeah, no, that's okay. As long as you get the ball in the water, I'm sure the fish are grateful.
Yeah.
So moving on to data. Well, this week we've got arguably the most revealing data of 2024 for you because we have just gone to press on this year's global order book, which sits in the January issue of Boat International. And that's also available as a downloadable PDF to light and premium subscribers of Boat Pro. We are going to give you a sneak peek right now. And in case you don't know it, the global order book is basically a snapshot of the superyacht industry taken on the 1st of September each year. It counts every superyacht over 24 metres in build or on order around the world. And it's something we've been doing since 1992, when I was 10. And Georgia, I'm really scared to ask because I fear you weren't born yet.
I was. That's the year I was born.
Was it? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. To celebrate the birth of Georgia, we began doing the Global Order Book. But basically, it's a real legacy project. And our research director, Raphael Montenu, travels the world verifying our Boat Pro data, literally counting hulls, grilling yard staff, talking to flag registries, and then together with our industry legend, Marilyn Moa, they analyse the data and provide a truly revealing picture of the industry, new trends, and where the superyacht industry is going. So, Georgia, I think we probably should make this a quiz.
Oh, God. I'm being tested in front of everyone now. Because, I mean, do I lose my job if I lose?
Yeah, you do. Okay, let's get into it. To start off with, what do you think is the average length of yachts in build or on order this year?
Okay, so there are some big rumours out there, which I've heard about. So I imagine the number's pretty up there. Just thinking of things like the Rev Ocean project, so 194 metres, Project Deep Blue with Lursen, which is about 130 metres, and the Amors project, which is Tanzanite at 120. I don't know. I imagine somewhere around 55 or, yeah, 55. But there are loads of other, like, 30 metres as well. Look, I'm going to go 55, but I've acknowledged the fact that there are smaller yachts out there too, so it might be wrong.
Okay. Covered yourself and saved your job, Georgia.
Yes.
So you're absolutely right. There are some really big projects, and the top end of the market staying strong. But there are also a hell of a lot of projects in the small and medium end of things. I'll let you read the details in the report. But the average length is 40 meters. That's up on 39.2 meters last year.
So I was sort of close.
I mean, you were 15 meters out, but
look,
you know,
I'm just happy about I'm gunning for the industry. I think it's doing a bloody good job.
absolutely. Okay, so in terms of builder nations, the top spot by some way is unsurprisingly taken by Italy, and that's been in that position since Italy knocked the US off the top spot back in 2000. But there has been some movement a little bit lower down the list. Again, I'll leave you to read the details on that in our actual report. But an interesting side note is the UAE, which has doubled the number of projects on order or in build at its shipyards. We've got some interesting analysis on the reasons behind that. On another subject, Georgia, what percentage of the order book do you think is made up of projects on spec as opposed to ones already sold?
So I'm going to be a little bit more reserved, I think. And even though there are obviously a huge amount out there, I would say 25%.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you learnt from your previous enthusiasm, because you're pretty close. It's 31.5% of the order book is made
really
up.
Really close.
Yeah, that's spec projects. It's the highest level since 2021 and a big jump on last year's 21.9%. So that is a trend that, again, we dive into in the global order book. And really, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's some fascinating discussion of what the availability of workforce means for nations where production is booming, the niche yacht types that are trending, drill downs into size, type, gross tonnage, engines, and loads more. And of course, the shipyards and builder nations that have come out as the biggest winners this year. As I said at the beginning of our data section, you can find the global order book in the January issue of Boat International, which should be out right now. And you can also find it on Boat Pro if you go to boatinternational.com. And it's available to premium and light subscribers of Boat Pro. So do take a look in whatever format you find most convenient. Well, that's about it from us, Georgia.
Yeah.
I think it's time to say goodbye.
I'm so pleased. I thought you were going to go on grilling me about the numbers. I suddenly got a bit panicked. You probably hear me typing in the background just because I wanted to say things. Oh my God, actually, I don't know this stuff. So, but you can now ask me how many deliveries there were in 2023, just in case. But oh my God, can you imagine? Oh God. Well, let's not do the rest of that quiz, because I don't want to embarrass myself on air.
Yeah, you did a great job. Don't worry, Georgia, you can stay. Well, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Boat Briefing, which is a production of Boat International Media. This week's podcast was edited by Naomi Wilson. Do remember to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.